When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I've eaten a lot of raccoons.
I'm sure you have, Jerry. I'm sure you have. And it's Joe, baby. And Sam Lubman in for Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the Morning Roast. Bonte and Shasky, they got the Doobie Awards tomorrow. So we thought, let's get them prepped, get them primed, go get the Manny and Petty, go get the massages, go relax, go hit the spa. It's a spa day for the boys. So we took initiative. Spa. Yeah, we took the initiative here, Sam Lubman, to give them the day off. And you got Spadoni and Lubman from 6 to 10 right here on 95.7 The Game. So good morning to all of you. Just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. It's the holiday season. Whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, whether you're celebrating Christmas, if you don't celebrate anything and you're just enjoying the winter, it's going to get wet, by the way, this week. I don't know if you guys know this. So please be driving safe out there. It's going to be a wet winter here in the Bay Area. It's been foggy a lot, too. But we got a lot to get into today, Sam Lubman. I am so excited for this guest list that we're going to reveal here in about 10 minutes or so. But we got 49ers, Dolphins, and yes, there is still a regular season happening. I know everyone wants to jump forward in time to talk about Brock Purdy, talk about Debo Samuel, talk about Kyle Shanahan, but no, we still have to talk about some football taking place, and the 49ers will be traveling to Miami to take on Mike McDaniel, Tua, Jalen Waddle, maybe Tyreek Hill, who had a weird tweet yesterday we can get into, in the Miami Dolphins. Warriors, they're taking on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, Sam Lubman, right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. 5 o'clock tip, 4 o'clock Warriors live with that, and then obviously Warriors wrap up. We'll have all your calls and text in regards to that. They're hoping to get back in the win column. They've lost 8 of their last 10, and Dennis Schroeder going to be making his Warriors debut tonight. What's going on, bud? How you doing?
Yeah, hello there, man. There was a lot of fun stuff going on, especially, I always love when you got wet weather coming in. I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas, as I like to say here in California.
You and I broke weather.
Oh, man, there is just a ton going on. No drones in the sky today, by the way. I didn't see any on the way in.
No, just me droning on and on, am I right?
Oh, that's the morning drone. That's what we do today. And a big day because we got the great Steven Rizzotto pressing all the buttons today. Behind the glass.
Wow, I got Steven Rizzotto. The guy covers the Giants. I was going to say better than anyone else, but I got the other guy right beside me here, Sam Lubman, baseball guys.
Hey, Rizzotto's much higher up on that list than I am.
Hey, so let's not forget who asked the second question.
Oh, that is true. I did get that
at the press conference.
He did.
I did assert myself to the front of the line. So
Willie Adames presser, Sam Lubman, question numero dos behind Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle. And Steven Rizzotto already feeling ballsy this morning, cracking the mic less than 10 minutes into the show, 6:09. Exactly. Not mad at it. This confidence in the young guy.
I figured out how to do it. So like Spadoni said, with great power comes great responsibility. Right. I won't abuse it.
In fairness, that was Uncle Ben in regards to Peter Parker, and I stole it off that. My son is also named Benjamin, so there you go.
Oh, that's where
and also
from?
Ben Kenobi as well.
Of course.
Sam.
Ben Solo.
There's so many places that, no, I don't acknowledge the sequel. I don't acknowledge the sequel trilogy. There's so much to get into right now. And I think I want to start here with the 49ers. We still have a game to be played. We still have three games to be played. And I get it. Brock Purdy, you know, the Sam Darnold stuff that Baldy was saying. We can get into all of that. But first and foremost, I want to start here. Who on this team has something to play for still in these next coming games? And I seem to think the quarterback obviously is the sexiest one, and we can get into that. But there's a lot of players on this team that I have severe question marks on in their status and their capabilities going forward with the squad. And one of them, and the number one for me, might be Deebo Samuel. And I know Kyle Shanahan spoke to the media yesterday, and he's not concerned about Deebo Samuel when it comes to him slowing down or anything like that, and I'll play it here in just a second. But just from what I've seen, him going at Tabor Pepper, him going at, you know, social media, the fan base, tweeting, not backing up his play, dropping touchdowns. He just has not backed up all the talk that he has been saying and chatting and doing all season long. And I'm just disappointed in him this season. And, you know, I'm a parent. I'm a father of two.
Not angry, just disappointed.
And that's the right? That's the worst thing that you can say. Yeah, it hurts, that, right? Yeah. You know, I'm not angry at you, Sam. I'm just disappointed, right? It's just you gotta see when I thought you could have gotten a B,
sound like our boss,
or an A. Yeah, well, you know what? He's going to be very disappointed today, I'm sure. Yeah. But that's all right.
We're wearing, so.
Well, it's all right. We love you, Matt Nahegan. He's probably listening right now. I hope he's going to bring donuts for us because that would cheer us up as well. But this is what Kyle Shanahan had to say yesterday during his weekly media presser leading into this Week 15 matchup against the... Or is it Week 16? Week 16 now? Is that what we're in? I always get confused with the weeks because all the different buys and stuff like that.
But all these weeks, all these days blend together. It is Thursday today, right? Like, that's possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Here's what Shanahan had to say about Deebo Samuel. He has not believed that he's slowed down.
Yeah, I don't think Deebo slowed down. I think, and I think some of the, you know, I think he got banged up earlier in the year. I thought he had an awesome training camp to where I'd say he didn't slow down at all. We were real excited going into the year, and I want to say it was week two he got hurt in. I think week two versus Minnesota, he had over 100 yards, and then we didn't get him versus the Rams. I don't know if he missed two games or one, but it set him back for a few weeks. And then when he came back, he had the pneumonia, he had a rib thing, and I think that set him off for like a month where he couldn't practice as much. And when you build up a bunch in camp and then you miss a lot of time in practice, it is hard to maintain that stuff. But by no means do I think he's lost it or anything. And then his looks haven't been quite as good this year. I mean, just like for everybody. When the 10 guys around you aren't doing quite as good, whether it's him, whether it's the quarterback, whether it's O-line, you're not going to do as good as you did the year before.
He's going to be 29, Deebo Samuel, come January 15th. We're less than a month away from him being 29 years old. He's had his worst season as a pro when it comes to, you know, games that he actually played in. 43 receptions, 569 receiving yards, one receiving touchdown. It's just, it's not good enough. And when I look at this team and I look at, yes, the contract that's eventually going to be paid to Brock Purdy, because he will get paid Sam Lovin, I am circling Deebo Samuel within these last three games. Show me that you still got the juice. Show me that you could do something, right?
It does feel like we're seeing the final days of Deebo Samuel. And we've talked about, you know, what are the biggest disappointments this year for the 49ers. And I think he's definitely up there. I mean, Kyle said it there in that little clip there. Deebo did look incredible in training camp. I was very excited for what Deebo was going to do this season because of how good he looked before the start of the season. And now, yeah, I think he does look slower. And what Kyle Shanahan was detailing there, you know, he had, you know, the rib issue. He had pneumonia. Then he couldn't get into practice. It's like, Kyle, those are all things that are going to slow a guy down. And if that's not enough to convince you, the eye test is really all you need. You watch those games. You see him do these jet sweeps, these end arounds that used to be his bread and butter. He's not breaking them off anymore. Another big part of Deebo's game was that yard after catch, that yakage right there. And he's not getting it this year. He's not getting that separation. He's not getting by guys. So it's just, yeah, he is a step slow this year. We know he's a step slow because he's not breaking off the big plays that we are accustomed to seeing from him. So if you're asking what's at stake for Deebo Samuel, these next three games, I mean, I don't think you could play your way into the Niners' plans next year. So I think what you're basically doing is you're trying to show the rest of the NFL, hey, if you acquire me this offseason, you know, I got some juice left in the tank. Whether he does or not, I don't know. But if you're Deebo Samuel, you got three games, you know, 180 minutes of football to basically tell the NFL, I'm not washed. I still got something left.
So they got the Dolphins, they got the Lions and Cardinals remaining on the schedule. Obviously, next week against the Detroit Lions is going to be a Monday Night Football. It's going to be a primetime situation.
They're going to want revenge.
And that's going to be at Levi Stadium, again, where the Niners defeated, to your point, the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship just earlier this year. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Yes, we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. All powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Go ahead and search 95.7 The Game, like and subscribe on those platforms. Good morning. You can see this beautiful mug here. Joe Spadoni. Yes, the nose is real and it is spectacular. Alongside Sam Lumman's beautiful hair. That is also real and it is spectacular. And I've personally seen the amount of product that man uses in his hair.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of money on there. All right. So it pays.
It would take up a significant amount of cap room on the 49ers roster.
There you go. It's between him and Jake Hutchinson here, producer extraordinaire, and covers the 49ers between the flow off, if you will, when it comes to best.
You want to see a flow off? You're going to want to tune in the morning roast on Christmas Eve, Tuesday morning.
Wow. Because
it'll be Jake and I hosting the show that morning. So if you want to see the best haired show in radio history, be sure to be locked in on YouTube.
That's going
to
be
obviously you can't see it on the radio, but. So, lock in on YouTube that morning.
Thank you, Sam. It's going to be a hairy situation. And by the way,
hair today, gone tomorrow.
Okay, relax. All right. We got some guests today that I would like to promote. Danny Hollywood, and I'm very interested how he got this nickname. Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz, courtesy of our sister station down in Miami, 560?
Yeah, 560 WQAM.
Okay, and we're going to talk some Dolphins. We're going to talk some Niners there. And I do want to dive into the comparison between these two quarterbacks. Because one of them got paid, and I do think there's similarities between one Tua Tagovailoa and Brock Purdy. Obviously, Tua first-round pick, Brock last pick in the draft. That's where it's a little bit different. Injury history, one has concussions. But I look at the size, I look at the frame, I look at the scrambling ability, I look at the arm talent. I do think there's a lot of similarities there. And I think if you ask some Dolphin fans, we're going to ask Danny here at 8 o'clock, you know, would they have paid Tua all this money if this was what was going to happen? You know, you're seeing all these injuries around the team. You're seeing Skylar Thompson come in for him. You're seeing Jalen Waddle getting hurt. You see Tyreek Hill getting hurt. Is Tyreek Hill washed? Some are saying, some local radio down in Miami think he might be washed. And Tyreek Hill sending out tweets saying, maybe it's time for me to go coaching. I'm not sure, but I would love to dive into that with Danny Hollywood Rabinowitz. And then 920, CC Sabathia? You kidding me?
Yeah, the former ace pitcher of the Yankees, world champion?
Yeah.
Cy Young winner?
Guy's awesome. He's, well, the pride of Valley Joe, first and foremost. Huge Raider fan as well, CC Sabathia. Maybe we'll dive into that as well.
You think he's in Cam or Shadur's corner on that?
We're going to have to ask him. We're also going to ask about pickleball. I see all these celebrities. I see all these athletes. Pickleball, baby.
I got to get into pickleball, apparently, because that is becoming the hot thing. And honestly, what I love most about pickleball, Spadoni, is all these great athletes who have done other sports. They love talking about it, and they love coming on our station to talk about it. So we get some great guests out of it in the meantime.
888-957-9570. Who is playing for their 49ers career these next three games? That's what I want to get down into. Deebo Samuel? Is it Talanoa Hufanga? Brock Purdy even? Nah, I think I would relax on that.
I think Brock's going to be back next year. I say that and start to doubt it as the words come out of my mouth.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because we're dealing with a head coach who for some reason can't seem to just come to the realization that he has a quarterback that he can use right now in Kyle Shanahan.
What has Kyle said? Like, has he said anything this season to make you think that he's not going to sign Brock Purdy?
You're looking at the history of the Shanahan body of work that we've seen so far here in his time with the 49ers, where the guy is literally hopping from quarterback plan to quarterback plan. It's been the case ever since he got here, Spadoni. The plan when he arrived here was, I'm going to wait for Kirk Cousins, and I'm going to have Brian Hoyer here. We don't need that Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson guy. We're good off those guys. And then he has Jimmy Garoppolo dropped in his lap, and he decides to make it work with Jimmy for a little bit until he's like, you know what? I'm not feeling it with Jimmy here. So then he tries to go to Trey Lance, can't make it work with Trey Lance, has Brock dropped into his lap, and now things go south just a little bit for 1 year. And Kyle Shanahan, I don't know how confident he is in Brock Purdy right now. Because
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We've seen that Kyle Shanahan has a very short patience when it comes to quarterbacks. He's always looking for that next quarterback. And right now there are two quarterbacks that we saw Monday night that Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers have been linked to either recently or in the past. The big one, of course, being Kirk Cousins, who is more or less officially on the market right now, so to speak. I mean, he's still on the Vikings, but he is now benched behind Michael Penix Jr. And
Kirk Cousins.
Exactly, Anthony Slater, a Warriors insider for The Athletic. And it would probably be suggestible for the 49ers to not go down that Kirk Cousins rabbit hole. You see what he said the other day, Spadoni, Kirk? He said a lot of things. He said, I am not washed. I can still play.
Did he really say that?
He did
verbatim?
Say that. That's like straight. That's basically like that's like the dreaded vote of confidence that an owner gives a coach. Like, oh, yeah, he has my confidence. I think he can win. When you're saying like, oh, yeah, I'm not washed. I can still play. Like, that's Debo Samuel saying, I'm not struggling. I'm doing fine this year. It's like, the fact that you're saying that out loud makes me think that that's the opposite is the
well,
case.
Well, what if I present this scenario to you in 888-957-9570? I think the league is going to tell Kirk that he's not a starter anymore, and at that point, he's still going to want to play football, and he's going to be a backup somewhere.
It's an expensive backup.
Well, no, because he's going to get cut, because Michael Penix, I believe, is going to ball out these next couple weeks, and you've already invested a first-round pick in him, so cut him to eat the dead money. You're going to be on a rookie contract. You can survive the year. You have a lot of talent there. You got Bijan Robinson. He's on a rookie contract. You got a lot of talent there. Kyle Pitts has been kind of disappointing, also a first-round pick. So you got all this young talent still there, and you got Penix there. Just cut.
You're very easy to win division, too.
Correct. Well, yeah. Easy. We'll see. I think Tampa's actually kind of a good team. But to your point, the Panthers aren't very good. The Saints, they're going to be in transition. They fired their head coach. So there's a lot there. But Kirk is going to be a backup somewhere next year. And I could see a situation where Kyle Shanahan plays out this offseason with Brock Purdy. Maybe they can't agree on a number. Brock goes into the season, and maybe, you know, maybe that's, maybe I'm fooling myself here just a little bit. Shout out 50 Cent, it's not a 50 Cent Friday. But maybe Brock plays out this next year, and Kirk Cousins is the backup. And who knows at that point what could happen?
I cannot imagine a shorter leash for any quarterback than Brock Purdy having to play ahead of Kirk Cousins with Kyle Shanahan being the coach.
Really?
Kyle's been longingly, you know, like, you know that Wolverine meme where he's looking at the frame picture and, like, you know, longingly remembering it? Like, that's Kyle Shanahan with Kirk Cousins. Like, he is begging for that reunion. And I just, that train's left the station. I don't think that union will ever happen between Kyle and Kirk. It's never going to be, you know, let's run it back like we're back in those Washington days. They missed the boat on that. I don't think Kirk is the quarterback anymore that he used to be. Spinoni, you saw him on Monday night against the Raiders. He looked terrible against a very, very bad Raiders team, which I feel like is kind of hard to do. He looked old. He looked slow. He looked immobile. you look at the way that Brock Purdy's been making plays this year with not a great situation around him, Kirk Cousins would not be able to do some of the stuff that Brock Purdy does simply by the fact that Brock is a just better, more not, he's a better, more athletic quarterback in that regard.
Well, I'll say this. Raheem Morris is their coach over in Atlanta. He is not an offensive guy. He's a defensive-minded coach. He's been a defensive coordinator, obviously, with the LA Rams for a long time prior to that. Was a head coach briefly with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers prior to that. But he is not, they don't have like some sort of offensive guru on that staff. I think quarterback and head coach, more so than any other tandem in sports and team sports, that is the most crucial connection. You have to nail that. You're seeing that right now. Minnesota, O'Connell, Darnold. You see it with Andy Reid, Mahomes. You see it all around the NFL, and it's so damn important. Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow, and I know the Bengals haven't been great this year, but Joe Burrow, if the team ended up winning, if they had a defense, he'd probably be MVP right now if you just look at his stats. He's been that unbelievable this season. We can pick this up on the other side. What's coming up on the game is sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track, 888-957-9570. Let's start diving in to this matchup against the Miami Dolphins. And yes, the 49ers still have something to play for this season. What is that? Well, we're going to discuss it on the other side. It's Spadoni, it's Lubman, in for Bonte and Chasky. It's the Morning Roast, and it's 95.7 The Game.
Evening from 6 to 10. I'll be there. You better be there, too. Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Chasky. Bonte, you know you ain't a king in Philmo. Nah, I'm playing.
No, he ain't, Philmo. No, he ain't. Spadoni and Lubman filling in for Bonte Hill and Joe Chasky. We're giving them the day off to go pamper and prep for the Doobie Awards, which is tomorrow.
Doobie Eve?
Huge. Yeah, Doobie Eve. Much better than Christmas Eve, some might say. The Doobie Awards are coming tomorrow, December 20th. Take the day off now, honoring the best moments for the Morning Roast all year long. The best guests, the best callers, the best freestyles, the roasters. Yeah, all of you listening right now are invited. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Be there or be square from 6 to 10 a.m. Get there early. Food and drink. I mean, this is the best part. The food and drinks we need provided, baby. Go to 957thegame.com for more details and to RSVP. This is about celebrating the show and the listeners, Sammy. Come on. Oh, it's been absolutely a fun year, man.
It has been a fun year. It's been an all-time year on the Morning Roast. We've had some incredible characters, and I'm very excited to, I'll be honest with you, I'm very excited to see what a lot of these listeners look like. Because, I mean,
a voice to the face.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like, because most of these people are going to be showing up. Like, I screen all their calls. We talk to them all on the air. And you do get to know them as you screen these calls. You know, some callers, you know, a little bit better than others. Unfortunately, one I've gotten to know a lot over the last few months is BPA. He will not be there. He will be listening, though. I have been in touch with him. He knows to be listening, to call in just in case.
I believe the phrase he uttered why he's not showing up is he likes to have separation of church and state when it comes to radio.
He likes to keep a certain level of mystery in terms of who he is. But, you know, I like that. I like that Brian in Palo Alto is basically just...
I have a big mouth sometimes.
He does have a big mouth sometimes, but he's not a GM either. So very excited to meet him. Very excited to meet a lot of the other listeners here. Just, yeah, I'm curious as to what they look like. Like, we had our show meeting yesterday to kind of put, you know, some of the final touches on the Doobie Awards and what we need to do and what still needs to get done. And there's still a lot that I need to get done
today.
You'll
figure it out.
One of the things we talked about was like, yeah, what are these listeners going to look like? And so I think that's what I'm most interested in tomorrow is just like, yeah, like you don't know what people look like by their voice. And so I be curious to see.
There you go. That's Sam Lubman alongside me, Joe Spadoni, 888-957-9570. So the Doobie Awards tomorrow, but we're talking Niners. We're talking Dolphins right here on 95.7 The Game. And listen, it's not that this is like going to be the end-all, be-all performance. They got the Dolphins, they got the Lions, they got the Cardinals. You want to show some pride here the next couple weeks. You don't want to just lay over and just take all these L's. Although, some fans might say it's not the worst thing if you're trying to do draft position at this point. If you're already knocked out of the playoffs, and I think they have like a 0.1%, they have some sort
they're
of percentage.
It's not happening.
It's not happening this year. The tie-break scenarios, the things that would have to go their way is damn near impossible. But for a guy like Brock Purdy, for a guy like Deebo Samuel, for a guy like, I don't know, George Kittle, who's been having an awesome season, for a guy like Ricky Pearsall, like that's a guy I look at right now, Sam Lubman. In these next couple games, can Ricky Pearsall show me something? I mean, you invested a first-round draft pick in this guy, wide receiver out of Florida, by way of Arizona State prior to that, was a teammate with Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk goes down, shreds his knee, and obviously what took place prior to the season, Ricky Pearsall getting shot right down the street over here in downtown San Francisco. Sad, horrible, he recovered, but didn't get that you know, symmetry early on in training camp because he was already dealing with injuries prior to that. And so he couldn't get those reps in with Brock Purdy, but now they've really needed him these last few weeks and he just hasn't shown up. He's had one catch. He's had just a couple of targets here. And Greg Cosell, our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Sam Lubman, I'm going to play this sound and I want you to respond to it. He knows tape better than anyone. Greg Cosell has been doing it for a very long time. This is what he said about one Ricky Pearsall, and that, you know, maybe we should take it easy because he is just a rookie still.
And he wins on some routes. You know, sometimes the ball's not thrown. He obviously won on the 16-yarder on 2nd and 9 midway through the fourth quarter, where he beat Witherspoon on the inbreaker. And actually, Purdy had a move in the pocket on that play, which was really good pocket movement, making an off-platform throw. And then he obviously, on that deep, you know, ball, I forget who he ran by, but he just ran by him with speed, and that should have been a walk-in touchdown. So, no, I don't, you know, the other factor, too, is you have to remember he's a rookie, okay? Think back to a lot of rookie receivers. Was Brandon Ayuk a big-time stud in his rookie season? No. I mean, you gotta, you know, you have to understand these things that sometimes it takes time. I can go back in history and talk about a lot of receivers that have become good, and no one's going to put Pearsall ever, you know, in the category of the Jamar Chases or the Justin Jeffersons or the, you know, Davante Adams, who, by the way, also struggled in his rookie year. But I don't think there's a problem with rookie Pearsall.
That's Greg Cosell, who joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday right here on 95.7 The Game. You can find that entire interview on YouTube or download the Odyssey app. Again, the Odyssey app is awesome. It's free. Download that sucker. You can find every single interview we have at the station, every segment, everything right there. Download the Odyssey app. Favorite 95.7 The Game. You can find that there. And Greg Cosell joined us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Sam Lemon, your thoughts when you heard Greg Cosell say, you know what, maybe take it easy on Slick Rick Pearsall.
No, I mean, I agree with that statement. Yeah, taking easy on Ricky. It's kind of hard to really, I think, draw a lot of hard conclusions from Ricky because he just hasn't been involved in the offense. You know, he mentioned Brandon Ayuk there in that cut about how Ayuk wasn't a stud his first year. That is true. Brandon Ayuk in, you know, 12 games his rookie year, 96 targets, 748 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns.
I mean, that's not bad, though. You look at what
you're not going to shake a stick at that.
What's Ricky Pearsall done this year?
He's done basically
13 receptions for 153 yards.
But Tony, they're not throwing him the ball. I mean, Cosell had a point. They had a couple routes on Thursday that Ricky did run really well. He did have his man beat. Obviously, there's that deep ball to Witherspoon that Brock kind of underthrew it there. I thought Witherspoon just made a hell of a play there as well to defend the pass. Also, on the second to last play of the game, for Brock, where he, before he threw, this wasn't the second last, yeah, it was the second last play of the game, when the Niners are trying to, you know, basically scramble down the field in like 10 seconds or something, he had Ricky Pearsall on an out route to the left side, to the left sideline, wide open. Brock just whiffed the throw there on that one. So Ricky has been open. They're just not doing a good job of getting the ball to him. So it's been very frustrating and disappointing what we've seen from Ricky Pearsall this year. Mainly, though, because it's the lack of opportunities he's had. Like, how are we supposed to make a judgment on Ricky Pearsall when there's nothing to really make a judgment of?
What's concerning for me on this front, because I don't think Ricky Pearsall, I'm not burying him. He has a chance. Like, listen, once he has an entire offseason with Brock, they do a bunch of reps, they get on the same page, because that's so damn important, especially as a rookie, trying to build trust, and that's the big word here, trust. I don't think Brock Purdy trusts Ricky Pearsall yet, and I don't blame him because he just hasn't had the opportunities to build said trust. I'm going to lean on George Kittle. I'm going to lean on Deebo Samuel. I'm going to lean, when I have him, Brandon Ayuk. Hell, I'm going to lean on Juwan freaking Jennings, who's been their best receiver this season. So once they start building that, then I could have a stronger conclusion on what this guy could potentially be going forward. That being said, it is really tough just to see you invest a first-round pick in a wide receiver when you thought you were moving off of a Deebo Samuel or a Brandon Ayuk. You end up keeping both of them. You add on Ricky Pearsall, and he just... It's just been wanting is what I've wanted to see. The lack of a true bona fide number one receiver for this 49ers team, it's not the end all be all, but it would have certainly helped to have Brandon Ayuk healthy this season just to see what this offense, when everyone's healthy, could be. And now you didn't have Christian McCaffrey. It's just, what I'm trying to say is this lost season has raised so many questions for me going forward for the San Francisco 49ers, Sam Lubman. And I don't know what to expect next season. And there's going to be a lot of question marks that Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, when it comes to this roster and building this roster, are going to have to answer. What do you do with the wide receiver room? Do you move off of Deebo Samuel? Because on one point, I feel like you have to just because of the salary. But on the other, it's like, am I going to next season where Ricky Pearsall is going to be my number one wide receiver alongside Juwan Jennings?
Well, I don't think he's going to get that bad.
Well, I don't know if Brandon Ayuk's going to be healthy to start next season. That guy's got his knee shredded. There was more damage than just the ACL. There was some MCL damage in there as well. So I don't know if he's going to be back locked and loaded and looking like himself at the start of next season. Juwan Jennings, I love the guy. He's not a true number one. He's been playing as the 49ers number one, but he's not a number one wide receiver. Like, I am very concerned about what Brock Purdy is going to have on his plate next season when Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Brian Baldinger all told me that he needs everything right around him to succeed. If everything's not going to be right around him to succeed, then maybe I don't want to pay him all this money.
Oh, yeah, so let's kind of tackle the first thing you brought up there, and that's kind of working out those chemistry things. Because, yeah, you bring up a good point, Spadoni, in that, yeah, it was hard for them to kind of get in sync together. When you miss training camp like Ricky did, you know, it is hard to build that you know rapport up with your quarterback. And Brock, I mean, you talk about things not going right for him this year. He throwing Ricky and Brandon Ayuk. Brock didn't have that training camp there to work with him. But I think that's what these next three games are for Ricky Pearsall. Like let's scale back how much we see Deebo. You know, we don't need to have Juwan Jennings bail out this offense as much. You know, let's just see more of Ricky Pearsall. Let's force force the ball to Ricky a little bit like we were doing with Deebo on Thursday night, because how else are we going to be able to learn what Ricky Pearsall can do unless we just get him the ball? So this is your chance these next three games. Let's build some chemistry. Let's, you know, if you're feeling a little hesitant, Brock, to trust him, you know what? The stakes are pretty low right now. You're not playing for a playoff spot. The season, as you said, Spadoni, is lost. So this is your chance. Let's take some chances. Let's you know make some mistakes. Let's get messy. Shout out Miss Frizzle and the Magic School Bus. This is your chance to do that. Yeah, you didn't think that reference would be brought up this morning. So this is your chance these next three games. What's at stake for Ricky Pearsall? This is where you kind of... This is almost like your training camp, so to speak. This is your chance to kind of find that chemistry with Brock and finish the season strong and kind of use it as a jumping off point going into next year, because, yeah, there is a chance that a lot more is going to be asked from you. Coming into the season, you know, I'm sure if you were to ask the Niners, what was the plan with Ricky? If you had Ayuk and Deebo fully going at the beginning of the year, it would have been a lot easier to kind of ease Ricky into the season, because you would have had three receivers, really, because you include Juwan Jennings in there, that would kind of be able to eat up the big yardage, the big plays, stuff like that, and allow Ricky to kind of just ease himself in there a little bit and take it day by day. And then going in the next season, you unleash him a little bit more. You didn't have that opportunity this year. These next three games, though, take the training wheels off. Let's just see what the kid can do.
That's Sam Lubman. I'm Joe Spadoni filling in for Bonte and Chasky right here on the Morning Roast. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromise. Let's dive more into this. And I want to hear what Steve Young had to say earlier this week. I believe it was on Dan Patrick. He had some interesting comments in regards to Brock Purdy and compared him to another quarterback that got paid. He might play for a team, I don't know, with a star on their helmet. Let's just say that. So we'll get into what he had to say on the other side. And let's dive into the skill positions on this 49ers roster. If Brock Purdy is the sum of his parts, if he is just the captain of the ship, but he has to have everything else around him. He has to have the wings have to be perfect, you know, the cockpit, everything. The stewardesses, they all have to be on their P's and Q's. If he's the captain of this ship, though, I guess I should say airplane because the ship is just on the water, but you got what I'm saying. Is this 49ers receiving room good enough right now? Like, if I go into next season with Kittle, Jennings, Deebo, Ayuk, and Pearsall, is that still good enough for Brock Purdy to succeed and be an MVP caliber player again? 888-957-9570. We'll discuss on the other side on the Morning Roast.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Is Adam going to be at the Doobie Awards tomorrow? We'll see.
He might be traveling for work.
He is really. He's a move over Pitbull. He is Mr. Worldwide, Adam in the City, but he's a roaster nonetheless. And we want to see all the roasters tomorrow. Laughing Monk Brewing out in Sunnyvale from 6 to 10 a.m. Come for the drinks, come for the food, come for the prizes. If you're a winner, you get something. But we're all winners tomorrow, well, Sam Lubman.
Come for the roast, too, I guess. And you get to meet Bonte Shasky
and Sam Lubman.
And to a lesser extent myself.
No, not to a greater extent. I mean, you're the guy that's talking to all these people, am I right?
That is true. Well, they talk to him, too, I guess.
There you go.
On air.
This segment, Sam Lubman, is sponsored by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. We'll dive into the Warriors at some point tonight. They got a massive game tonight in Memphis, Tennessee. Will John Morant play? I'm not sure. He has lower back soreness, so we shall see there.
You know who will be playing tonight, though?
Dennis Schroeder. I love me some Dennis Schroeder. Yeah, come on. You've got to say that. If it's got the Undlaut, which is the two dots, if those of you don't know, Dennis Schroeder by way of Germany from
Deutschland. Pronunciation, by the way.
He's got the Undlaut is the two little dots above the O, so it's the pronunciation. So you have to say Dennis Schroeder. It's so good. So good.
Speaking of pronunciation.
He's a fun player. Like, I'm actually, Sam, just real quick, we'll get back on the Niners because Steve Young said something on Dan Patrick that you are going to want to hear in regards to Brock Purdy.
Ooh, really?
It's going to make you question the 49ers front office and their staff heading into this offseason.
More so than we already are.
Correct. But
I know it's possible.
Dennis Schroeder is going to be a very exciting and polarizing player to watch for this Golden State Warriors team. More so than Buddy Hield. More so than Brandon Pajemski. More so than Jonathan Kuminga, I believe. Why? Because he's going to do a lot of things that make you go ooh and ah. And he's also going to be doing a lot of things that make you go ooh and ah. What the hell are you doing? Like, that's the guy that Dennis Schroeder is. So he's going to be very excited to watch.
A lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, but he's fun. Like, that's something with this team. And he brings something this team just hasn't had in a while. And it's fun when it's like Nick Young, and like you already have like the best team, so it's like you have a Nick Young. But this guy's going to be featured. He might be their second best scorer on the team now, which is saying something.
Yeah.
Because he is used to being a number one at times scoring option with a bad team. So he comes in here on a better team in the Golden State Warriors. But I think he's going to be featured heavily in this rotation going forward, Sam Lubman. I can't wait to see him in action tonight.
No,
right here on 95.7 The Game at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, no, my initial guess is that Schroeder will probably be in the starting lineup. He'll probably be in that two spot alongside Stephen Curry. And you talk about what he's going to bring. I mean, we've seen him play against the Warriors over the years, Spadoni.
Yeah.
He has been a massive Warriors pest. He is a guy that, you know, some guys, when you see them in the opposing lineup, you're just like, oh my God, this guy, really? Yeah. And because Schroeder bounces around so many teams, it's like the worst lottery ever. Like, is this the night that we run into the team that has Dennis Schroeder? And the Warriors don't have to deal with that anymore. You know, he can't hurt you anymore. He's on your side now. So I see some intensity. I see some scoring punch. I see a lot of activity on defense there from him. This was the acquisition, maybe not the Warriors deserve, but it's the acquisition that they needed right now here in this early part of the season. Still more moves they probably need to make. There's a move that I would like to see them make, and we'll probably maybe in that 8 o'clock hour we'll get into that.
Oh.
So work's not done yet, but tonight will be the first night of a slightly new era of Warriors basketball, the Dennis Schroeder era.
Thank you. 888-957-9570, I should say. That's the number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Good morning to all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for school. You've got finals. Is it finals week? Shout out to all of you who are the early risers and overnighters. All right, getting back into the 49ers, we tease this sound, and this is Steve Young, Hall of Famer. You might know of him. Just one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Knows a thing or two when it comes to quarterback play. And he was on with Dan Patrick earlier in the week, and he had some interesting thoughts on this whole Brock Purdy dynamic that we've been talking about. When it comes to what do you pay him? Do you pay him? Should you pivot to a guy that might be cheaper? A Sam Darnold, if you will. Brian Baldinger seemed to think that, hey, it's worth having the conversation. But here's Steve Young on with Dan Patrick on what he had to say in regards to a Brock Purdy future contract with the 49ers.
Look, I think that Dak Prescott, the Cowboys are going to suffer for a long time because they paid him a number that now in many ways takes from the ability to build teams to go help you for the very thing that you need. And so that's the dilemma, because everyone loves Brock and loves his game and loves his efficiency and his leadership and everything else. But we got to make sure we have the money to put the people with him to go win it. Because if the goal is Super Bowls, if the goal is winning some rank and file regular season games, maybe get to the playoffs, that's a different goal. And that might mean different. But if you're talking about we want to go to the Super Bowl, we need people to be there to help Brock. And if he doesn't, and so that it becomes just how much is there available? And it is a zero-sum game in some ways with a salary cap.
So the word, and we were talking to the big boss man about this off air, and the word we all keep coming back to is trust. Trust is very important. In any relationship, in any business, trust is a major factor. We were talking about trust with Brock Purdy and Ricky Pearsall. There's not a lot of trust right there between the wide receiver and the quarterback, and that shows on the field. That shows with a lack of targets and a lack of opportunities. Talking about trust when it comes to the front office and their trust level in giving some of these contracts out. They had a lot of faith and trust in Nick Bosa when they gave the contract. Has he lived up to that big contract coming off a DPOY season? I don't think so. Talking about trust with Brandon Ayuk, he got hurt. They had a lot of trust in him that he could produce a second-team All-Pro season going forward, and unfortunately, that went up in flames, to be quite honest. Trust. They had a lot of trust in Trent Williams when they revamped and redid his contract, and he got paid more, and he hasn't been the same player this year, obviously dealing with a heavy heart as well these last few weeks on top of an ankle injury. So trust is what we're getting at here. And 49ers fans at 888-957-9570, I want to know the trust level when it comes to Parag, when it comes to John Lynch, and getting these contracts done going forward. I'm curious, Sam Lubman, with where 49ers and the faithful, because that's it's oh come all ye faithful season, joyful and triumphant. It's been anything but that this season. And I think there is a lack of faith right now when it comes to whether John Lynch, Parag, and Kyle obviously is a part of that, whether they can revamp and retool this roster to be contenders again in a short amount of time.
Well, I'm kind of curious what has or has not happened that would truly shake the faith in John Lynch and Parag Marate right now. Because, I mean, obviously, yes, it's been a rough year. It's been a down year, and when you're having a season like this, it's disappointing. Everyone's struggling. Everything's going wrong. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's underperforming. And it just, the season's kind of felt like, kind of like quicksand for the 49ers, where it's just one thing goes wrong. You know, Brandon Ayuk's not showing up. Another thing goes wrong. The Ricky Pearsall situation where he gets shot before the season. Then another thing. Trent doesn't show up for camp. Then another thing. Brandon Ayuk gets hurt. Then another thing. Then Deebo Samuel's struggling. Then another thing. And Ricky Pearsall can't get
involved. DJ Khaled, another one?
And another one. And another one. And another one. I mean, that's the kind of season the 49ers have had. And like quicksand, it seems like the more they try to struggle to get out of it, the worse it's kind of gotten. They just sank further and further in. Yeah, I can understand after all of that why that would rattle fans. I can understand that. But if you're looking big picture, though, think of this team. Let's get in our time machines, 88 miles an hour, back to the past. 2017, when Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch came to town, which with a team that was more or less an expansion team. Like, I'm pretty sure you could put that 2017 Niner team in the SEC, and they might be able to come out with a bowl game record.
Relax. I'm
accentuating to make a point. That was not a good Niner team in 2017. You know, Pierre Garçon was your number one receiver, and people were disappointed with his lack of production. Like, I'm sorry, it's Pierre Garçon. What are you expecting? A couple years later, Kyle Shanahan had that team in the Super Bowl. So right off the bat, he flipped an expansion team into a Super Bowl team in over the course of three NFL seasons. And then after that season, you had a season in 2020 that not all, you know, unlike this season, was a massive disappointment. Guys were not performing well enough. Things just went wrong. One guy gets hurt, then another guy gets hurt, and it builds, it compounds. And the more they struggled, the worse it got till the coup de grace was, you got to go to Arizona now because COVID has ruined everything. And what happened after that? Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and Prog Marate, say the name right.
Close.
Yeah.
A for effort.
C plus. They rebuilt the team again and had them in the Super Bowl, you know, three seasons later. So Kyle Shanahan and co, they have, as much as we love to crush Kyle Shanahan for his game day activities, as much as we like to doubt Kyle Shanahan, and trust me, I am in that Kyle Shanahan doubting group as well. I am as skeptical as anyone when it comes to Shanahan's ability to get this team to the stage holding a Lombardi trophy.
Are ye of little faithful over here?
But there's one thing I will give Kyle Shanahan credit for. It's the ability to to build this roster up through the draft. Yes, he's had some dud drafts. The 2022 draft outside of Brock Purdy has really not shaken out into anything good. I do think he had a very good draft class this last year, Ricky Pearsall aside.